And good morning and welcome back to Spirit Mornings here on Spirit Catholic Radio. I'm Bruce McGregor along with T. Scott Maher here in Omaha. And as we move to Guatemala, Santa Eulalia, here is my wonderful wife, Chris. Good morning, honey. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce. Well, I am feeling so much better this morning than I have in a long time. Sleep is good.
Yes.
Especially when you're experiencing something, what we call, they term it elevation sickness or altitude sickness. And that's Omar Gutierrez and I were the only two, but boy, when it hit us, it just knocked us out. There's nothing like it. But, you know, we're very blessed because we're surrounded by three doctors, a nurse practitioner, and a lot of love from all the caring Ishimeros. And with all that put together, we got better right away. So,
well, glad to hear that.
God.
Yes. Solidarity, baby.
Solidarity, baby. It is because we're way up high. I mean, we are probably one of the highest villages in Guatemala. And we kind of expected it, so I thought I was invincible. And even though I started showing symptoms, I didn't want to stop. You know, I wanted to go with the families. I wanted to work in the pharmacy. I wanted to do all that stuff. And that only made it worse. So I've learned an important lesson. When they tell me to stop, I just stop.
Well, I'm going to have to find out how that works.
Well, I don't want anybody to give his secrets away.
Okay.
You can probably hear the trucks and everything. We're in the Escuela, which is the school where we're staying here in Guatemala. And everybody's leaving for the clinic. And also, kids are arriving. Today is one of the first days of school. The kids don't come from all over. We are I just wanted to give a shout-out to my partner here, Dr. Mary Lou Flores, who had to go by herself to one of the families last night because I was absolutely down to the count.
Right.
But we've been staying in a little section of Santa Eulalia called Fatima. How do you like that?
Perfect.
And they are some of the poorest of the poor in this area. They dropped us off. We rode on a truck for winding about 20 minutes. Then we got off the side of this road, and then we went on this treacherous path. I mean, when I say treacherous, it was steep, downhill, muddy, little goat path that went up and down and round, and finally all through the fields, and you see the fields and the pictures and the homes in there. That's where we were, to a beautiful family who's the head of the family. His name is Francesco, and he is serving as a translator for Dr. Lloyd Pierre. And his beautiful wife, Catalina, who is 20 years old, has a beautiful little boy who's 4, a little girl who's 2, and she's 6 months pregnant. And they allowed us to be able to share their home. Francesco said it was the first time that anyone has ever visited his home, stayed in his home. It is a little adobe home with a tin roof and mud floors. Not mud floors, a dirt floor, because they keep it nice and clean in there. One big home. And it was the stove that kept us warm, this big brick stove. And I got to share a pallet with a family to sleep the other night, which was really, really sweet. And the little boy, Slave Noah, him and I just love that little guy. He is so cute and just personality plus. And he showed us where he's a beekeeper. And so we climbed the steep mountain, and we saw where his hives were, and we stayed with them. And it was quite beautiful. And when we went to sleep at night, I mean, he prayed with us. We prayed before meals, after meal. We had just a beautiful little dinner of rice, and they got us a delicacy, something they never had before. They got hot dogs.
Oh, my.
So, we had hot dogs. Because they wanted to give us something that we'd be, you know, familiar with. And they didn't know how to cook them or eat them or anything. They'd never seen them before. So we showed them how to eat a hot dog with a tortilla. It was quite the experience. And then we went to sleep, and then all the chickens came into the house with us because they had lost one, and they can't afford to lose any. So we brought the chickens in and the rooster. So we're all together in this room with the chickens and the roosters. And the rooster did a good job of waking us up at 3 o'clock and at 4 o'clock and at 5 o'clock, and bellowing out his call I mean, right there, stereo, right in my face. It was something else. I wouldn't have passed it up for anything.
Looked like one of those sleep aid commercials, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's like a sleep aid commercial. But then I came back, and that's when when we went into the pharmacy yesterday, the doctor saw all women, and the women here, and I don't let you talk to a man who has become a very good friend of mine, Rick Fleming. We have traveled the world, literally. We've been to Rome, and we've done two of these mission trips together, and a man who I think has grown so much in allowing God to come into his heart, and he is touched by the people that he's encountered, and he has run this pharmacy, and you can see how nervous he was in the beginning, but he has done a beautiful job, and I just want you to have a chance to talk to Rick and get his experience.
You bet. Go ahead and let's put him on.
Okay?
So yep.
Let's turn you over to Rick.
All right.
There you go, Rick.
All right, thanks. Thank you. Hey, Bruce.
Good morning, Rick. How are you, buddy?
You
yeah, I'm here.
I'm great. Thank you. I'm doing great, and I'm happy that your wife is doing much better today as well. She got hit hard yesterday, so I'm glad she's doing a lot better.
Yeah, we wanted to pass along as well that one of your buds last night that you were with the host family, Omar Gutierrez, also had a similar problem. Omar got some good rest, and we want to let his wife and everyone know that he's back in the pink as well.
Absolutely. Omar's 100%. This morning we woke up to a great breakfast, and Omar ate very well, and he just said to me that he's 100%, and we had a fantastic night together with the family up on the mountain. I'll tell you about that in a minute, Bruce. I thought I'd tell you a little bit about what's going on in the pharmacy and what we've been seeing, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Please do.
Well, a lot of the folks down here in Santa Eulalia, they suffer from a lot of gastric and stomach disorders, and that's common. Almost every single patient that we've seen has came in and has complained of that to the physicians. It's usually one of two things. It's usually a pinworm or Giardia. Those are usually the two things that are causing it. And it's really a waterborne disease.
Yep.
And fortunately, we're able to treat that with a couple of different medications. So we've been seeing a lot of that. We saw 120 patients yesterday between three physicians, which is pretty incredible. And
yeah,
I think we filled over 400 prescriptions yesterday. I want to thank Susan Adams, who is working with me in the pharmacy. Without Susan, wouldn't have been able to just get all those prescriptions filled. So she's been an enormous help. And by the way, it is her birthday today. So
all right,
those of you who know Susan Adams, she's down at the clinic right now. I'm on my way down here after this interview. But it's her birthday today, so we want to wish her a very happy birthday.
Indeed. Now, Rick, one of the things that you guys are doing this year that's different, this is your second mission, of course, to Guatemala, is you're staying with different host families each night of the three nights that you're there. Now, last night you and Omar were in a home together, but the night before that you actually stayed alone with one of the host families. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. Again, Omar was the first to contract with altitude sickness, and we were to spend the first night together with the family, again, up high in the mountain. And the difference between that family and last night, it was quite a bit. The family that I stayed with, they spoke no English, absolutely no English, very limited Spanish, and their language of choice was Kwanjamal, which is Mayan tongue, and it's indigenous to this particular area. So the trying to communicate was a real challenge. But, you know, we were able to do it through sign language, and, you know, just love and a lot of smiles. The children are so very beautiful. Believable skin and tone and just what's in their hearts. You know, before we ate, the lady that was having me at her house, Eulalia, which is named after actually the city here, she led in a prayer in Kwanjamal that, you know, it was very akin to, I think, a rosary. And it lasted for 15 minutes, and our whole family, there was eight people surrounded by their altar on a sod grass or a sod house, that just prayed, and she just poured out her heart and in her native tongue. I didn't know what she was saying, but, you know, it was very, very holy, and it was coming from her heart, and it was just incredible. And then, fortunately, after that evening, I was able to meet up with Omar, and Omar served as my translator last night. Another house was only probably a half a mile away from the home that I stayed in the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this was a sod house. And again, they spoke very little Spanish, primarily conjugal. And just a very holy family. They want to give everything to you. They don't expect anything. They're very, very modest. They're just opening up their house to Omar and me with nothing in return expected. It's just an incredible experience. A very simple life, but yet very, very rich in happiness and joy. The only thing they need to overcome is really the illnesses that they have, and oftentimes those are waterborne, as I said,
mm-hmm.
gastritis, and that sort of thing.
All right. Well, Rick, it sounds like your second mission trip, an incredible experience. Thanks so much for sharing us today and for your gifts of your talents in running that pharmacy. I mean, that's got to be things moving very quick and everything there, and you'll be seeing more people today, too. So prayers are with you, bud. God bless you.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
All right. Rick Fleming. And again, we found out Susan Adams down there, a birthday girl today. So those of you who know Susan, maybe a quick little birthday prayer or two for her would be helpful as well. Chris, are you back?
There you go.
Hello?
Oh, hi there. I just wanted to wrap up here with you real quick. We've got Greg Schleppenbach standing by. So.
Okay. Well, tell Greg that we miss him and everybody back in Omaha. Wish he was here. He would love this experience.
Absolutely. Well, maybe we'll have to pray over him a little bit and see. Maybe he'll go mission someday.
That's right. And our hearts are all out. I got to tell you, Bruce, from the word about what happened in Haiti happened here, the people in Guatemala, I mean, literally crying.
Yeah.
I mean, they understand what it is to be hit by an earthquake. They're very susceptible because they do have active volcanoes around here. The folks here, the homes that we've lived in, would never be able to survive intact. And, you know, in many cases, a severe hit like that.
Right.
You know, we saw that in Antigua, where they had an earthquake just leveled stuff, and they built it back up, but they're very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so we've said prayers. People here have been saying prayers. And anyway, and they want to be able to help their brothers and sisters. Even though they have so little, they are stepping up to try to help their brothers and sisters in Haiti. So I hope that the people in the heartland, I know they'll respond because that's the kind of people that they are.
Yep. Amen. All right, honey. Well, thanks so much. We look forward to continuing our discussions.